It's that wonderful time of the year again, I thought to myself as I unwillingly rolled out of bed. Dreading what the day had in store, I slowly walked to the bathroom to prepare for the horror that awaits me downstairs. My mother. Blasting Christmas music, my mother greets me more cheerfully than a person should this early in the morning. Handing me a to-do list, she pinched my cheeks, telling me to cheer up, but how could I? It should literally be illegal to wake anyone up before 11 a.m. Written in bold, highlighted, and starred. Gosh, I swear she can be so extra sometimes. Is my least favorite Christmas chore of them all. Getting the decorations from the freaking attic. Why am I the only one who has to go to the attic for decorations? It's so creepy up here. Ow! Mom, whose old journal is this?
Walking through Washington Square Park, I soon came to the realization that the body count has extended way beyond our expectations. Yellow fever has plagued us. Over 20,000 lives have been taken. What have we done to deserve this? We have no more space to bury the deceased. The smell of death envelops the square. What type of punishment is this? A wave of thick moaning whips through the wind and past my ear. I knew it got bad when they had to start burying bodies in the square.
As her birthday approaches, her influence on my work has never been more apparent. I sit here in the same park as my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother once did. Is that what it looks like?
Stop! Wait!
Are those...
What's that? What are you talking about?
Bones? So the stories are true.